Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is time for the spillover with AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, AD. Good morning. Aren't you glad you're not a Cowboys fan today?
Boy. You know what, though? I think most of the Cowboy fans, can't say most, I would say some that I've talked to, have just accepted it.
Seems like it.
You're 3-7 right now. You got...
It's over.
You know, metal fragments falling off your ceiling of your stadium.
Jeez, you know? Jerry's world.
It almost hit reporters.
Yes, that could have been very bad.
Oh, my God.
That could have been horrible. So thank God no one was hurt during that. But yeah, if you're a Cowboys fan now, I would think you've just said, you know what? It is what it is at this point. It is what it is.
Something else, isn't it? I mean, this just kind of falls under the category. I kind of look at it, the Cowboys. Now, sometimes I just fire things from the hip. They don't make a lot of sense, but I look at them a little like Southern Cal football or UT football, Texas, when they were down. How can you be down? How can you be that bad as the Dallas Cowboys when you pour so much money and energy into that franchise and you get nothing? You get nothing this year.
It's different because in the NFL, there's a salary cap.
But right. I get that.
Dodgers, Yankees can spend all they want, and it doesn't, they can outspend everybody. That's not the case with anybody in the NFL.
I get that.
But I understand where you're going for. Mm-hmm.
But Jerry, it's very important to him. And he's out front with it. I just would think they would get more out of it, more out of all the energy they pour into it. It's America's team. It's not. It's not America's team.
I think until they get a real GM.
A real GM.
I think they're going to struggle. I really do. And they shouldn't with that roster on there. But a real GM, I don't think it's all McCarthy either. I don't think it's all him.
Well, he's
going to get whacked.
He's definitely gone. Because anytime you got the players, it just seems that there's a lot of mutiny in that locker room right now.
CeeDee Lamb doesn't seem like a healthy... Like he doesn't add to the health of the team, it seems like, but from my outside perspective. He's good, but it seems like he's always, his body language isn't good.
No. Well, then you have Dak Prescott, before he got hurt, just basically said, we blank and suck.
Yep. You saw him say that on the sideline. That was very,
Now they're trouble.
And you wouldn't, and they had one show where it's showing Troy Aikman, an old clip. I'll send this to you guys off in our group thread, and I got to find it. But it just talks about the contrast between Aikman, and I know it's not always fair, but it does. Leadership is leadership. Troy Aikman is walking down that sideline, ripping the entire offensive line, the defensive line, when he was a player, and said, "I'm not going to stand for this anymore." Then on the flip side, you have Dak saying, "We suck,
not good."
You know what? I'm not going to judge people by a soundbite either, but it shows in the field, though.
Yeah,
and they have too much talent on that Dallas roster to perform like they have. Even before the injuries occurred, I don't know. It's just if you're a Cowboys fan, it's got to be tough, man.
Yeah, I'd like to listen to talk radio today in Dallas because it's
always fun when they stink to listen to talk radio.
Yeah, it'd get interesting for sure. There'll be some very talented individuals on microphones that are breaking it down pretty well.
Well, I think about last year. I mean, that team was a really, really good regular season team. They hosted Green Bay in the first round and got blasted. They were down 27-0 to the Packers, who were in Jordan Love's first playoff game, and he just comes out there, and the defense fires on all cylinders for Green Bay, and they blew him out. And now you have a team that's just, they have no chance at the playoffs. Mm-hmm. None.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
3-7, your quarterback's out for the year.
Cooper Rush is not what he was when he's not the same.
Won those games. You got a tight end, one of your top tight ends. He's gone. He was out. Yep. Got knocked out last night. So, yeah, it'd be tough. Ferguson got knocked out.
He did.
It'd be tough to be the Cowboys fan right now.
Switching gears a little bit, sure. What do you want to hear from Dana Holgorsen today? He will partake in the media session.
Let me ask you, Sip, what would be the first question you'd ask?
I don't do that.
Yeah, right back at you. You're don't the reporter here.
I was looking for ideas here.
Here's one.
I mean, you could always, when you're a reporter and you're struggling to come up with a question, just always go to the W words. And I would go to why. Why did you want this job?
That's a great question, actually.
Yeah. Why Nebraska? Why now? Why Nebraska? That would be the first question I'd ask. I'd like to know. I'd like to hear it from his mouth. It's important probably to hear it, actually.
I'd like to hear him, if you asked him how difficult it is to come in during the end of a season and take over as a play caller.
Yeah.
What is that like?
How difficult? How's another good word, by Joe?
How?
Yeah. How difficult is this challenge for you?
You guys, Jake, that question there, in my opinion, is almost tougher than why come here, because taking over an offense you got four games left. Mm-hmm. You don't know these guys.
You had
a chance to see some film here and there, but I think that is a major undertaking. And the pressure that's under it now. You know,
he doesn't have much pressure.
But I'm saying for the team. For the team. Yeah. Not him. He just got in.
Yeah.
But knowing how much pressure that your buddy who brought you in, Matt Rhule, is under.
Oh, yeah.
The senior class that's just trying to get to a bowl game to break
good
that.
Good point. No, that's a good point. There's pressure in that regard.
Yeah, there's a lot, man. There's a lot.
There is. I shouldn't say that there's no pressure on him, because he joined a team that there's pressure.
You're part of it now.
Right. Now you're part of it. And you have a lot of responsibility.
He has less pressure because, basically a last chance hope for this year to get something clicking.
It's a very interesting, I've always, when I size these situations up, they're very interesting to me, because Rhule feels a lot of the weight of ending this bowl streak. It's only year two, though. Like, I always have to say to myself, look, don't be fair to Rhule. This is just year two. He's still in the process of building a program. I got to remind myself.
You know what hurts him that, though? It's in Indiana. Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's all about Kurt Cignetti hurts all that conversation.
Lance Leipold heard it.
Sure it did. Absolutely. Mean, both those guys.
Yeah, you could probably come up with a couple of others.
Bielema at Illinois, same thing. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I got to remind myself of that. But then on the other hand, you have Troy Dannon. I don't know if you saw this last night. Troy Dannon on the radio, AD, said, "Look, we got to get six. Yeah. I gotta raise money for a stadium
project."
They do
need six.
Sip, I was reading your tweet last night, laying in bed. I was like, "Oof."
Exactly.
Oof-ta.
Right. The boss weighed in.
Yeah, that's big.
I know.
That's big. We got to win six.
And what if they don't? What if they don't? He goes 0-8 in his 2 years in November.
In two Novembers, yeah.
Blinding right now.
I love it. You're fighting some adversity, Jake.
Yeah, I am. We got to go. That's it. The Drive with AD, Raf, and AG is next for Steve Sippel and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday." Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.